BBC Wiltshire. Our psychologist, Dr. Linda Parnham, is with me in the studio. She's a clinical psychologist from Wiltshire Psychology Service, who are based in Brinkworth. Linda is going to give us a 5-point plan on sticking to New Year's resolutions. Why is it so difficult to stick to a New Year's resolution?
Often it's thoughts and wishes and intentions, but until it becomes a plan, it's never really going to have the best chance of success.
So an idea is only stage one. Right. You then have to turn that into your plan of action. So what is the key then to sticking to that?
Well, there's a plan of doing things, so we can have several stages that make it happen. But essentially, it is in the planning, and I think sometimes there's a sentence on the 31st of December, or tomorrow is the start of the rest of my life, and I'm going to give up this or start that, and that's a really big thing to try to do without having a good plan in place and having really thought it through carefully.
It's unrealistic, really, isn't it, to think in one night you'll change.
Yeah.
You can't wake up on January the 1st and go, this is the new me. Or maybe you can you?
Some people can. I think people who are very good at following rules for themselves, who maybe are the ones who don't need so many resolutions, sometimes people can do that. But I think the majority of people find that they start their New Year's resolution, they don't have a great plan in place, it slips just the once, and then they sort of fall apart about it, and that's that resolution gone again.
Have you ever set yourself a New Year's resolution?
I have in the past, but I think I've learned as years gone on, it's not all about the 1st of January. And I think if motivation strikes you to make a resolution in March or November or whenever it is, then yes, just go for it then. It doesn't have to be the 1st of January.
Well, a bit like Jen, who we heard there, because that was actually not a New Year's resolution. She thought of it, I think, in September and just thought, well, it's such a good idea. She started then and then carried it through for a whole year. And we'll talk about your plan in a moment, because I know you've brought in a little guide for us. Which I'm really keen to hear. Is it the same approach for everyone? Will everyone listening now be able to take on your advice and go for it and it'll work?
I would hope that the general principles would help everybody. If you look into resolutions, there are so many lists of how to do things and what's the best way of doing it. But some of the research suggests that men and women work slightly differently, and there are things that work differently for them. So for men, it seems to help if they have very specific goals. So rather than to lose weight, it might be to lose £1 a week. And also for men, it helps if they really focus on what the end result is going to be. So fitting into a favourite pair of trousers or being more attractive to the opposite sex or whatever it might be. For women, we find they really help by having support from other people. So if they go public with their resolutions, which this programme is going to help them do, that they get lots of support from other people, and that helps. And also their fear of failure is slightly increased, which helps. So if they've told everybody on Facebook about their resolution, that fear of failure will really help them. The other thing that helps women is just being encouraged and being encouraged to persist and keep going and stick at it.
Okay. Well, we will hear Linda's 5-point plan, and hopefully it'll help you stick to your New Year's resolution if you make one. And even, as Linda said, it doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution. You might have some motivation for something that's only just struck you, and you think, this is what I'm going to try and achieve. If you made one and you're 1 week in, you may have already had a wobble. We've reached day 7. In your experience, Linda, do the wobbles tend to happen early on? Is the hardest part of a New Year's resolution the first week, or are we still to face the big uphill climb?
Oh, I think it depends on the resolution. I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on what's going on around them. Often, when they come under a bit of stress, when a person comes under a bit of stress, that's when the resolution can start to wobble a little bit, when their resources are tested, particularly if they've given up a favourite resource like smoking or comfort eating or whatever it might be.
Cream slices is one example we had yesterday. So, yes, it's difficult to give them up. Right, let's hear the 5-point plan, because you've put down a couple of notes that will help us stick to a resolution that we've made. So where do we start?
So the first thing is to have just one resolution at a time and frame it positively. So rather than I want to lose, maybe think I want to eat healthily. So you sort of have a positive goal and you're thinking about the benefits and what's going to come from that. And then you need to take it from that sort of positive resolution then into something a bit more specific and a bit more concrete. So often we start with I want to lose weight. Then that can turn into I want to just eat fruit for my snacks, or I want to only have 2 biscuits a day, or I want to save £1.50 a day and not buy my coffees. So that it becomes a series of actions. It becomes something that's really concrete that you can think every day, did I do it or didn't I do it? And you can sort of measure how you're getting on. you need to formulate back to a plan. So again, give a bit of time to this. Don't rush it. Don't sort of try and do it all tomorrow. Maybe plan it over the course of a week and then do it. The fourth bit, and this is really important, is anticipate the obstacles and know that setbacks will happen. We're all human. The important thing is, if you had a lovely bouquet of flowers and one flower wilted, you wouldn't chuck the whole bouquet away. You would just take the one flower out and disregard it. It's the same with resolutions. If you have one bad day where things go a bit awry, that's all right. We just get on it with it tomorrow. We don't catastrophize about it.
Don't beat yourself up.
Exactly. When something goes a little bit wrong, when you do have an extra cream slice, those are your learning points. That's when you learn about yourself. That's when you learn about what your needs are and what your emotional needs are. So those are really important times you learned from, not to be panicked about. And then the last bit really is about telling people and recruiting support. So like we were saying earlier, for women that particularly works well. But the more support you have from other people, the more places you have to go if you're feeling a bit wobbly about it. And then the overarching key to all of this is to write it down. And this is really important because a thought is just a thought. It's transient. If you write it down, it makes it real. So if you keep a journal or a log or a spreadsheet or a graph of all of these bits of the plan we're talking about, so what the actions are, have it written down. When you're having a wobbly day, you can go back and look at what were the benefits, why were we doing this, you can look at all the good days you've had.
Look at the achievement.
Look at the achievement.
It must be encouraging.
And the days when it went a bit wrong, what did we learn? So that all the time you're reflecting on your progress and you're keeping a record of your progress.
Fantastic advice. Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Linda Parnham from the Wiltshire Psychology Service. And like I said before, if you want to get involved and join our club and basically hand in hand go through 2014, we'll check up occasionally and see how you're doing. And it'll really sort of give you a New Year's resolution a go. Thank you very much indeed, Linda. I'm sure we shall meet again. Until we do, let's stick to our resolutions for 2014. Thank you.
Thanks.